This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, hello.
Hi, I had a little breakdown.
Yeah,
I mean, not me mentally. I meant just a car situation.
Yeah. I said you had Botox.
Yeah, I didn't even get that, though. That I couldn't see, and I was on a walker.
You know,
I didn't even get it.
After I said it,
yeah,
I didn't get it either.
No. I was like, wait, what? I don't even understand.
You know what it was? Here's what it is. Okay. Here's what it is. My mind this morning has been like focused in certain areas.
Okay.
Right? I've been trying to gather stuff on this Liam Payne story. Okay. I've been thrown off guard because the Broncos play tonight too, and then the third story is this, and it's really consumed me.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder can see.
We've talked about this before.
Well, it's back out again.
Oh, okay.
It's back out again because he was spotted at an NBA game looking at the Jumbotron. Now, if you're Stevie Wonder, you're blind.
Yeah.
Do you go to an NBA game and sit courtside?
Okay, that's funny.
Okay. And they have him. Literally, he's doing this, Jamie. He's watching the game. And then I guess something happens on the court. And you see him look up at the Jumbotron and scratching his neck.
Huh.
What the hell's going on?
So that brought us back to why you said I got Botox?
Well, couldn't see. Your eyes were glued
together.
He was
all about the eyes this
morning. You're blind. You had to walk.
Oh, okay.
Walk like Stevie Wonder, too.
Okay. All right.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Once I get consumed by something, it's hard for me to get off.
Very long walk to explain why you.
That's why.
Yeah. Because it's funny that you brought up the Botox. I'm so paranoid. I haven't had it in like 9 months because remember my girl, she was like, oh, sorry. And so I'm looking for a new person. And so I'm really paranoid about it. So I was like, are you saying that because you noticed that I can move my face?
See?
It's like, it was top of my, because look.
Yeah. Maybe I wasn't that far off.
Maybe not.
So
subconsciously, you knew that you could see my wrinkles again. And that's why you're bringing it up. Maybe that was it.
No, it was Stevie Wonder being blind.
Oh, okay.
And being able to see.
It was just weird timing. That's all. It was all just weird. All right, so your brain is very busy today.
Right, let me play the Shaq audio. This is Shaquille O'Neal talking about Stevie Wonder.
Got it.
Because, again, there's a video out this morning. Stevie Wonder is at a live NBA game. I don't get it. If there's nobody really with him, he's like by himself. All right, here's Shaq talking about this.
It's a true story.
So,
according to Shaq,
we lived in the building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?"
This is old audio.
True story. Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bounced up, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told them they believe me. No, bro, he got on the elevator. He's like, "What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?"
The reason I'm playing it is all the old audio of Stevie Wonder, the rumors of him being able to see, and it's all an act, is starting to surface again. And this came out after this video of him at the NBA game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Along with Lionel Richie.
Because that was like, what, 10 years ago or something that he said that?
Probably 6, 7, maybe 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's been a rumor for a while. The thing we have to remember is modern technology is making it where, you know, people can hear again, people can see, things like that.
You would think that if that happened, that it would be.
I'm just saying that maybe there was a procedure done and he can at least see like shadows and
partial.
Yeah. But they're like, don't say it. This is your shtick, man.
Yeah.
This is what your career is, man.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're in cahoots with an eye doctor somewhere. Oh, no.
This is your shtick. You can't say all of a sudden, you're the guy that goes like, and you have the glasses, right? That's not going to work for us. Yeah. That's why you're popular.
I love stories like this. I don't know why. I just find it fascinating.
Lordy, lordy.
All right. Bad news yesterday with this Liam Payne story. I know you've seen it. You've seen some of the reports on it. Liam Payne, former member of One Direction when they were together. And still, you know, has a music career or did. And then yesterday it was revealed that he had fallen to his death in Argentina.
Well, and first they said it was three stories up. And I just kept thinking, like, in my head, because when I was married to an orthopedic surgeon, right, he would always say, like, there's injuries based on how many stories. And so I was like, oh, he must have gone head first, right? Because he was three stories up. And, I mean, obviously that's critical. But, like, first story is, like, broken ankles and all this stuff. Second story is internal injuries. Third story is obviously critical and may die. So I was like, oh, man, he probably. But then I heard it was the fourth story.
Yeah.
And there's just no coming back from that.
All right. I'm looking at a picture of the hotel. I had not seen this until right now. It is the fourth story. They have the balcony circled on here, if this is accurate, you know.
Yeah.
And it is outdoors. We thought, Carson and I were talking earlier, and Carson mentioned to me that he thought it was inside the hotel, but it wasn't. It was outside. It's just a courtyard, so it's still part of the hotel out there, but it's a courtyard. And it is the fourth story. And again, probably the way you land, even if you fall 12 feet, you know. Off a ladder, let's say. But this is just a horrible story. But from all indication and all reporting this morning, he was totally wasted.
Yeah.
Just wigged out on drugs. They have found drugs and paraphernalia in the room. Loads of alcohol, they say. And now there's even a report that they're searching for the person that sold him the drugs, and they think they know who it is.
Did you guys see the video an hour before he passed away with that girl in his room?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was just really weird because he was kind of snippy with her. There's a girl in the room. They have this they're obviously in the presidential suite, and they're having some food. And so he says, "Is this your hat?"
I have that audio on number two.
Oh, you do? Okay, here it is.
Hang on 1 second. Got it.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a little video of me. It's rude to put hats on the table.
Sorry.
Is this your hat?
Yeah.
Children. A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table.
I'm just eating an orange.
Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
So in the video, so let me just set it up again. It is that they're at a very long table in the hotel room, and this really pretty blonde is sitting there, and he's kind of just like, "Is this your hat?" He says to her, he's like, we don't put hats on the table. And then he calls her a child. And then when she says, "We sleep until noon," she says, "We're losers." And you could tell it is like, you know, F you, kind of in his head.
Yeah. Like, I'm over your attitude.
Yeah,
and
like,
everything.
We're not losers. It kind of like made him switch in a second.
Yeah, and some of, since this video came out, some of it's changed a bit. This girl, now they're saying, now, who knows what the truth is? What you're saying, Jamie, what I'm about to say, what, nobody knows. Nobody really knows. Eventually, we'll find out. But the story is now that girl that was in that video left yesterday morning, left Argentina. She's not even down there now. I saw that report. Now, I don't know if it's true. They're saying, and like Jamie, I shared this yesterday. They said this was an hour before.
Yeah.
Is what they said in the thing. But if you look at the video.
They're obviously in Argentina.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the video, if it's an hour before, because he's completely sober, it looks like in this, right?
Yeah.
And then to go to this, what they're describing now is just absolutely crazy that he's smashing computers, going, it's hard to believe that he could have gone from that right there, what we just played, to what we're hearing now in an hour.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's nuts.
It's just weird.
It's sad.
Just, and again, we don't know what the true story is. Nobody is going to know for a while until they do their investigation.
You know, I have to be honest with you. I don't remember him.
You don't?
No, I don't. I thought when they said Liam, I don't know why. I thought he was the one on The Voice. What was that guy's name?
Niall Horan.
Liam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I just heard the name Liam first. Yeah. I'd heard that Liam had died, and that's the first person I thought of. It's the first Liam came to mind, you know? But yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't have named him if I had to name, like, One Direction members.
Yeah, and I looked him up to see, like, it was, you know, who he dated or whatever, and it was all girls I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
You know? So he was, like, the forgotten.
Didn't somebody write a book or something that he's very upset about?
He's really upset about his ex-fiance, which is Maya Henry. And apparently they've had issues as of late within recent weeks that she actually had to get somewhat of a, not restraining order, but she had to send him a cease and desist because he was blowing up her phone with text messages, relentless.
Obsessive.
Like from different phone numbers and even like reaching out to her friends and stuff and badgering them about it. So.
And then, of course, there's the one that I love, that my favorite theory is it was P. Diddy who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knew too much. He knew too much.
Yeah. Wasn't there a book?
I looked that up.
I saw that there was a book that she put out that had some details in there that he was not happy with. Who knows what happened here? It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on this Thursday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm not talking to you. That's right.
I'm busy.
Good. I'll just sit over here.
All right. What's the problem?
I'm not talking to you right now.
You have been all morning.
Yeah, but I forgot.
It's like, bar, 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 bar. I wish you weren't talking to me.
No, I forgot. I forgot that I was mad at you.
Oh, I know, but I mean, I really wish that was a thing.
And it just hit me. Oh, shut up, Shmadel. It just hit me that I'm really mad at you. Oh, so okay. I didn't, I broke my code of ethics here.
Really?
Guess. Yeah.
Really?
Jamie mentioned yesterday, can I say this?
Well, I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
There's an old boyfriend that I guess you could say I'm not real fond of. I mean, I don't hate
anybody. Well, Paul doesn't have a problem with him. Paul doesn't have a problem with him.
No, he does.
No, he does. Yeah, we're all golfing together.
Apparently not. Yeah.
We're all golfing together.
Well, he's just biting his lip and going out.
No, he's not.
Golf.
No.
He likes golf.
Anyway.
But anyway, Jamie mentioned yesterday that she's playing golf this weekend with an old boyfriend who they've decided that they can just be friends.
Yeah.
Which I think is really difficult to do.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Like, when you're finally over somebody and you know, and it just was like that, and you hadn't talked to him for 7 years and you hadn't thought of him or anything, and then they come back and say, hey, you know what? I was a jerk. I was horrible. I've changed, blah, 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 all this stuff. You're not attracted to him anymore, but you'll be friends with him. You'll forgive them. I mean, you have to forgive people unless they kill you.
Shmadel, what do you think?
What, him?
Is it possible? I'm just going around the room. What do you think? Do you think that this is how Jimmy explains it or how I'm explaining it? Well, going to lead to something.
I know that, like, if I had... excuse me. If I had to, like, try to be friends with one of my exes, I could text and stuff. And like talk to them about their life. But if I had to hang out with them in person, it would just stir up too many old feelings.
See, I've already gone golfing with him once. He's been out to the cabin with my sister.
But well, I feel like he's trying, maybe you don't feel that way, but he definitely is trying to like get in.
Absolutely.
Why else would he be like, hey, come golfing with me. Hey, do this. It just.
I think because you just hit a point in your life where you're like, that, I mean, when we had fun, but we weren't good in a relationship.
Yeah, but it makes
sense. I mean, it's my life, so why don't you shut the hell up? Let me decide.
I ask you if I could bring it up.
I know, but I mean, like, I've just decided.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. That, yeah, you could feel that way, or he could feel that way. But the odds of both of you feeling that way are very slim.
Would you say you're Mr. Romance or something?
Dr. Love.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in a bad mood, so let's maybe just move on.
I've got a story here.
Uh-huh.
I like this.
Okay.
Casa Bonita. The entertainers over there are going to unionize.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Can you imagine going to their union meeting? You got the gorilla running the thing.
Yeah.
You've got girls in bikinis. You got guys in speedos. You got jugglers. That would be one hell of a union meeting.
That would be a good one.
Don't forget the puppet show. Don't forget the puppets.
The puppet show.
Yeah. You know, I've said forever, I feel like everybody in Vail and Breck and all those places, I feel like they should all be union people.
They should.
They totally get screwed over because you have these people that work all winter long, and then in the summer, they have nowhere to go and no money.
They have to beg for themselves. Yeah. It's crazy.
And they literally, they don't even break even. They most of them couch surf. They can't afford the housing or anything. I've said that forever. That they need to go union.
Well, they're claiming that if they unionize, I mean, obviously wages is number one, right? We want better pay or whatever. I don't know if the people from Casa Bonita, like the owners, those guys with South Park, I don't know how they feel about this. They're not saying. They're just announcing that they're going to unionize. The other thing they mentioned in here is their working conditions. I wonder what it is about the work. Is the water too cold?
I will say that I feel like those divers, they look bruised up. Yeah. They have bruises all over their legs.
Maybe
and I don't
they
know
need
why.
Larger swimsuits.
How deep is that water?
What?
Larger swimsuits?
No, I feel like when they're getting out or something, they bruise their legs.
They do have to climb up the rocks. I mean, that's a thing.
I'm just saying their working conditions. Think about their working conditions for a minute. The puppet show. What is the working conditions of a puppet show that you've got a union?
Well, think about it. They're crouched down right there. You know, their hands are sticking up. It's got to be hot.
Your shoulder's got to start hurting.
Yeah. It's a workout.
How's it going to change? It's a puppet show. Where's the change? Explain to me the change.
No, I'll tell you, they get 15-minute breaks.
Yeah.
And like after every puppeteer, they bring in more puppeteers.
You can't be doing midnight. Puppet
with your
shows.
Arm up.
No, the puppet show only runs like at the top of the hour or something like that.
I'm just saying that's top probably what they'll bottom. Do it. They'll just bring in more puppeteers.
All right.
Give them some break.
I just pictured the gorilla leading the union meeting. All right, everybody.
Because you guys have all been. Have you been, Spadil?
I haven't been to the new one.
I haven't either.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't been at all.
It throws you back. It really does. But although I will say $40 million that they dropped in that place, you really can't tell that much.
I can't believe that. I feel like I could have torn that down and rebuilt it for 10.
Exactly.
From the first time I went there, when it was the old owners to the new, I could tell a huge difference.
Really?
It just felt so much cleaner.
Yeah.
It did. It felt like they went in there and really.
But for
anybody
that's
been to Casa Bonita, you probably see it too.
I mean, don't you feel like you could have torn it down and rebuilt it for 10?
Well, they basically did. Remember, they had to remove the entire roof.
Yeah. I know.
Remember they had to cut the walls.
I feel like somebody knew who they were and overcharged them.
Oh, 100%.
They're like, this is South Park money.
Because I'm with Jamie. I feel like you could bulldoze the entire place.
And rebuild
even the entire strip mall and rebuild it for $40 million.
Yeah. That just seems like somebody overcharged them.
Have you ever been part of a union?
No, I have
Me
not.
Either.
Yeah, I have. After and SAG.
Oh, okay. Yeah, out in California.
I still am after and SAG.
Yeah, I've never been part of a union. So I really don't know how it works.
The
only good thing
that they do is like they wrote me, I moved, and they said, hey, you still have checks, you know, because I was in the movie Rockstar, a Warner Brothers film. And they write you emails and say, we still have your checks. And then they offer like health care, really good health care, all kinds of stuff. They have a pension too, and that you put into money into them and then they'll pay you out later. So.
Right.
Things like that are really good benefits.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the owner of the place being Casa Bonita, they probably frown on it simply because you've got a group of employees that are asking for it instead of just dealing with people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so, you probably have to pay more, better insurance, better working conditions.
I mean, you have to pay dues.
Yeah.
That's the bad side.
All right, Casa Bonita taking it to another level here. I'm going to go with the union, with the gorilla leading the way. Along with the divers, I guess. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Remember, Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This morning.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Cubs. Woo!
Woo! Killing it.
Stop it.
Did I hear correctly that you left early?
Sure did.
Is that the first time?
Yeah. In the history of me going to Avs games, whenever I go.
Your poor wife. I sure you were just the whole time. You were just cussing the whole way home.
Yeah. She literally, when the Avs, like when it's hockey season, the Avs determine my mood, and it's just, ugh.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Our goaltending. Straight up.
They used to be so
and we
good.
Got and we have a lot of injuries right now, so it's
I heard a rumor that they're making our team play with no sticks.
They'd actually probably better. They'd probably play better without sticks. Honestly.
We're having to kick the puck around.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like somebody else gets to use sticks. That ain't fair.
Well, now it makes more sense.
Yeah, we're stickless.
I get
we got
it.
Penalized. Yeah. They took our sticks away.
I get
we're playing with one guy on the ice.
All right. TMZ is, oh, man, people are mad at TMZ. One Direction fans, celebrities, everybody's mad at TMZ. I didn't know this. I guess they posted, why would they do this? They posted pictures of Liam Payne's body. The former One Direction star fell from the fourth floor of a hotel building in Argentina. Police, firefighters, and ambulance were seen outside of a hotel building afterwards. Police are said to have been called to reports of a man acting aggressively at the hotel, who I guess he was smashing things. They said he was under the effect of drugs and alcohol. He was smashing up everything. TMZ then shared a picture of parts of his body on the ground after his death.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It was a partial shot, but they were trying to identify for the audience. They were trying to identify that it is Liam because of the tattoos.
Yeah,
but it was still just in bad taste. That quickly.
Some of the comments include, "And TMZ effing shame on you, disgrace." TMZ posting part of a photo of Liam Payne's dead body in an article announcing his death is beyond deplorable. I can't tell if I'm losing my mind lately or if society has always been this overly morally decrepit. Somebody else wrote, no matter how you felt about Liam Payne, posting pictures of his dead body is mental. And it goes on and on. They removed the picture and then they later wrote instead that they had seen the body and that they can confirm it is his body. So
the tattoos.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Tom Brady is partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, here's the problem with that. I mean, good for him, right? He's a 5% owner. But the problem with this is that people are already kind of like slamming him for not being very great at his job as a play-by-play analyst. Sorry, analyst. Well, now with him being a 5% owner, there's so many rules that he's got to think about in his head. So you know how it's already hard to be probably a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to remember, oh God, I can't slam the referees. It's not allowed as an owner. I can never slam referees. Well, that's part of a play-by-play, you know, that's part of his job.
Yeah, you're criticizing the calls that they make.
He can't do that. He can't criticize them at all as a partial owner. He also can't slam the NFL or the organization. He also can't be in the area where like the other team plays. He can't be in their locker room, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, you rarely hear a commentator slam the NFL to begin with.
But
so
the
that
refs,
would be hard.
Yeah.
But I do think that some of the territory stuff you're talking about
refs,
really
though,
is.
I've heard him slam the refs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he could pull that off. I find it strange that he is a commentator and they approved his 5%. I do find that a little bit strange, simply because this guy signed a $300-something million deal with Fox. You would think that the owners would come together and say, whoa, no. That's in the bed too much with Fox Television. But they approved it.
I just think I'd get in my own head. If I saw a bad play, I'd get in my own head like, well, that was an interesting play from the referee. Oh, yeah, that was an interesting call.
Yeah, clam up a little bit. Yeah,
because you can't just be natural because all you're thinking about is your ownership. You're like, oh, my God, that ref sucks. Don't say it. Anyway, the Today Show talks about Tom Brady buying the Las Vegas Raiders. Here it is, number one.
Tom Brady got unanimous approval by NFL owners to buy a minority stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. The former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback will have a 5% stake in that team, but the approval did come with some restrictions because of Brady's job as a TV analyst on Fox. He will not be allowed to attend broadcast production meetings and may not have access to team facilities, players, or coaches. The seven-time Super Bowl champ will, however, be allowed to broadcast those Raiders games.
Weird.
Yeah, well, there is some conflict of interest here. In certain areas, I agree with. I'm surprised they actually approved him, simply because of not just the TV analysts, but, I mean, this guy was suspended for deflating footballs.
That's true, too.
He cheated.
Yeah, that is true.
And now he's an owner because he's Tom Brady. Because
he's so awesome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Plus, he's had some hard times. Giselle left him for some other dude. So let's make him an owner.
Let's hear. Oh, somebody said, hey, can you say happy Thursday to my mom on her special day? Her name is Lupe in North Glen.
Hi, Lupe.
I'm assuming it's a birthday.
I would assume so, yeah. Special day.
Special day. Yeah. Special day.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Abu Dhabi. is getting its own sphere. So they've agreed to terms with the sphere in Las Vegas. And so Abu Dhabi is getting its own sphere. They will pay licensing rights to the people that developed it, and they'll pay like a yearly whatever, and they have to pay for the blueprints. But yeah, you're going to see in the UAE another sphere.
It's easier to go to Vegas, though.
Yeah, it is closer. That is true.
I'm going to go see the Eagles in January.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to the other one, but nah, Vegas is much shorter.
It's really, really, yeah, it's right there.
Jamie, you can see it. Look.
See, I was going to point that way.
I feel like you went
more north.
I've never been good with my directions. You're right, Jamie.
I feel like it's more that way, but it's okay.
Man, I will tell you, I went out to the Sphere to see Dead and Company. I don't even know the band.
Yeah.
That place is amazing.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Outside, inside, that thing is amazing.
I do feel like I haven't been there, so you would know, obviously, because you went there. It feels like kind of steep, like you're going to fall over and like go down every stair.
Got nothing bad I can say about it.
Really? You don't feel like because you know how like when you're up in a suite at Ball Arena, you feel like you could fall over.
And even like in the 300 level, when you're up there, it is steep.
Yeah,
it is.
That's what it feels like that would be like.
It wasn't bad for us. We were in the wheelchair section.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it wasn't like that for us.
And by the way, I'm not sure, but I believe that you have recommended to everybody with DIA being all messed up to get a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the route. Just fake it. Just limp in, limp out. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you go in there and you at request a wheelchair, uh-huh, $20, they take you straight to your plane.
Priority.
It's
right to the line.
Unbelievable. You bypass the lines. I suggest everyone. Limp in, limp out.
Nice.
The new motto.
I know, but the thing is, with me, when I was little, we would play like we were blind at the mall. Yeah. We're about, I don't know, 10 years old. And we'd act like we're blind walking through the mall, and then we'd forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really gotta like remind yourself of
that. Blind's hard though. Blind's a tough one to pull off, okay? Broken ankle, you know, a twisted ankle or knee or something. It's pretty easy because you can just fake that limp all day long.
I know, but you don't think you'll forget, like when somebody pushes you and you walk on it and then you didn't say, oh my God!
But see, with the airport, all you gotta do is just limp from the car to the wheelchair because you're not walking, nobody can bust you. Yeah, they're pushing
they're
you,
push
right?
You the rest
all
of
the way to the plane. Now, if you get out of the wheelchair and walk fine to inside the plane, then they might go, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
Whoa. But it's easy to pull off. This we did it, and it's great.
This is great tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part is bypassing the security because they have their own special entrance there, and it's great. It's great. Yeah.
It's just...
What?
It just seems wrong.
It does seem really wrong.
No. I think everybody should play along. That's why they're there. Plus the wheelchair people, they get tips. You know, they make money. I mean, they're going to sit idle all day.
BJ, this is a horrible idea. My husband is a pilot, and he absolutely despises all the people who utilize the wheelchair services because their flights get delayed while there is a shortage of people like you using wheelchairs.
Husband's a handicap hater, huh?
No, it's not handicap anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's handicapable.
Handicapable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say handicapable.
Correct term.
You're not really handicapped.
This show is the worst show on the planet.
Right?
Like, I started out bad, and then he just icing on the cake. He just icing. Like, your complaints to my boss now no longer matter.
But I don't realize it because I am not understanding fully.
Thank you for the icing.
Andy.
Delicious.
Yeah. You just use the wheelchairs, okay? They're out there for a reason.
All right, say it with me. Handy capable.
Handy capable.
There you go.
But if you're not capable, how are you being handy capable?
Because
if you're not capable, you're not handy.
Oh, God. I tried, people. Yeah. I tried. Did you guys see where Nick Jonas got a laser pointed at him and he thought he was getting shot?
I mean, he literally ran off that
stage. Yeah, he did. And his security didn't even notice. So he was at a concert. I mean, he was performing at a concert. And a laser went right on his head and he freaked out, thought it was, a gun, which I don't blame him. I mean, everybody freak out. If it doesn't matter who you are.
It'd be a scary situation.
Yeah, and he ran off.
Man, that was one of the worst consumer inventions ever, the laser bed.
It was. I agree.
Yeah, because now it's associated with a gun because you buy guns now with laser sights. And then you also have, these things used for pilots.
Yeah, people are shooting them into the airplanes and stuff.
And, I mean, it's one of the worst things ever sold to the public.
I totally agree with you. It really is about, and it makes you blind.
And it has no usage. Except for, you're pointing at a bulletin board or something, but who uses that?
I agree. What do people use it for? On just a general...
For a bulletin board. For
presentations.
But Jonas isn't a bulletin board.
Well, that's why he was terrified, Jimmy. Because
why did you bring it?
Yeah. But that's what he used later for instructors.
Later they were going to use it on a bulletin board after the concert?
No.
Yeah, they had a slideshow to present of the concert.
You guys. Right?
All right, I'm done. There you go. Definitely trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 15 minutes. We've got your chance to win. Who? Coldplay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.